Hey everybody, God bless you and thank you so much for tuning in to Streams with Jonathan Ramos. This is Jonathan Ramos speaking. First of all, I pray that you guys have been having a blessed week so far, as I have had a blessed week. I just wanted to go over some information here based on an important question that I was actually asked during a time of fellowship with my closest friend, my dear brother. And it was, why don't you think that miracles occur? And so therefore, I decided to do a podcast in response to that question. While we were talking, I responded to the question. And I wanted to just elaborate on the importance of faith and how it collaborates with worship. To answer the question in reference to why don't you see miracles as before when you did with as far as when you did in the Bible times, or when you study the old Holy Ghost revivalist movements, or the Holy Ghost revivals that we usually have in our history books. And part of the reason why we don't see or witness these type of miracles occur today is because, one, there is not enough faith. Right. Of course, that's a no-brainer for anybody. But there's actually a specific faith that requires you to be able to obtain to receive a miracle. OK. Secondly, will be that there is not enough true worship. Worship depicts the art of miracles, or any time a miracle is about to happen, a lot of the aspect of miracles has to do with a lot of worship. And worship is in conjunction with faith. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes when operating in miracles, or when you want a miracle to occur in your life, there, a lot of individuals, whenever you talk about sickness or the reality of something occurring in their life, right, they are aware of that reality, okay? And there is actually an influence in the mind psychologically that makes your reality the reality you live in. The mind is indeed a powerful tool. You can definitely, of course, it sounds like a no-brainer, but you can definitely achieve everything that you set out to believe or believe you to be. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve if you have set your mind to achieve it. Your mind produces results. What I mean by that, and how does this conjunctions into miracles or being healed or waiting for a miracle to occur, is because now we have what we have, applied evidence, right? It is not just a belief, but it is an applied evidence that brings a manifestation. So therefore, when I talk about worship or not enough worship, is that psychologically, people have been influenced either by the leaven. The Bible talks about the leaven, about the bread or the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And it is actually talking, yeast is something that you can use very little bit of it, and it influenced the entire thing. So therefore, the influence of the mind has a lot to do with how your results are reproduced. In fact, in the book of Corinthians, the Bible says, to some we are an aroma of death, and to some we are an aroma of Christ and of life. So therefore, what you are aware of and what you set your mind to be produces and drives your results. So therefore, when we talk about worship and why worship is so important, is because a lot of individuals who are waiting for a result, they are psychologically influenced to a reality, an inferior reality. And what I mean by inferior reality is a reality that we, you and I, live today. And we oftentimes obtain information, or oftentimes we give advice or believe based on our experiences, which is called experienced truth. Truth that is truth, but is based on your experience. So therefore, psychologically, we have carried our burden for too long. We have carried our sickness for too long. We have carried and we are influenced by a reality that is a reality. That's why I said it's an inferior reality, because it is a reality. Doctors tells you you have cancer. That is the reality. You do have cancer, right? Doctor gives you a diagnosis. The reality of it is you do have a diagnosis. So therefore, by you accepting that reality, or in fact, let me put it this way. By you denying that reality, it is not automatically a one-way ticket of getting healed, right? You see, faith, right, it's not a negligence of your reality. Your reality is your reality. Your reality is that you go to your bank account and you may just have $150 left. Your reality is that you are sick. Your reality is the current situation that you're in. You're, it's just a reality. It's not to be negligent or defy your physical laws. Or what I mean by physical laws is the what you see, what you experienced every single day, right? It's not a negligence to that. That's just called ignorance. So when I'm talking about faith, faith is not denying your reality or the law of physics or anything like that. Faith is actually knowing a reality that is so far superior than your reality. And what happens with this particular faith that I'm talking about, it is almost equivalent to, let me put it this way, it's like you're using God's faith, right? One thing is having faith in God, and one thing is using God's faith, or the faith that Jesus Christ has, right? Knowing the superior reality is that there is a reality that is far greater than our reality. A reality that we call kingdom reality, a reality that Jesus came and died for our sins and has made us healed, a reality that has made us prosperous. That is what the Bible says. So therefore, when we understand the reality of who Jesus Christ is and who he is and what he has done, then at that point, then we now obtain his faith, the faith that is inside God, and we see things the way God sees them. So therefore, we don't deny our reality, we just changed our reality. Our reality is subjected to change when a superior reality confronts it. So we confront our news, we confront our specific situation into a reality that is far more greater and far more real than the reality that we experience. You see, it is used in the Greek, which is called legozomai. Legozomai is taking all the facts of what the Bible says about your particular situation, and it is a reality that is far greater than what your current situation is, and your inferior reality is subjected to change because of what the superior reality states. The reality of Jesus died on the cross for you. Jesus died to make you healed. By his stripes we are healed. You see, facts are facts. When you start and you begin to legozomai and you obtain scriptures about your current situation and what your current situation should be, and you take that and you gather all that, then at that point you now have a superior reality where you can confront your reality and look at your situation, and it has to change. It is subjected to change because now you're looking at an aspect instead of you towards God, you're looking at an aspect of God towards you. So therefore, it needs to change. So now that we got that out of the way of what faith is, knowing a superior reality that's far greater than your reality, then we look into what does worship has to do with this. Worship has everything to do because what you worship, you become. What you behold, you end up becoming. So therefore, that because of the lack of worship, because of the lack of who what worship is, our atmosphere doesn't change. So therefore, when we are praying for healing, when we are praying for deliverance, when we are praying for our specific situation to be changed, we are almost pleading God to change our situation as if He calls us to be in that situation. And God never calls us to be in that situation. So therefore, whenever we don't understand what worship is, it is actually to change your atmosphere around you so that way you can be able to psychologically remove your mentality or remove your nature of what your current state is and enter to the presence of the Almighty King, enter to the presence of a reality that is far greater than your reality. And what happens is that you begin to worship, and you begin to worship in spirit and in truth. And because you're worshiping in spirit and in truth, then therefore now you are aware of a divinity or a divine truth that is far greater than your current truth. So therefore, because you are aware of a far divine truth, then what happens is that there's a transfusion of your spirit and God's spirit, and what happens is that now you are aware of a reality. So therefore, when you look upon Jesus, when you look upon God, then your current situation can change, because now you are no longer pleading, you are now declaring, and you are speaking what God sees. It is a reality that is far greater than your reality. And that is why miracles don't occur. Miracles don't occur nowadays because we are too much aware of our current situation. We've been carrying our burdens. We've been carrying our baggage. The Bible says to cast your burdens upon Him and He shall make your burden light, right? So carry His yoke. The Bible says that the spirit comes first. So therefore, if the spirit comes first, that means God's reality comes first. It's not denying your reality. It is not denying that you don't have money in the bank account. It's not denying that you have that you're not sick. It is not a denial or negligence towards your reality. It is confronting your reality with a far more superior reality and taking every scripture, every reference, every facts that is in the Bible, and you legizomai until you believe what it says, and you speak to your current situation. And when you look at the Bible and when you look at the miracles that occurred in the Bible, repeatedly you see Jesus taking these individuals, or the sick, or the burdened one, taking the train of thought, taking the train of focus, and shifting it, and says, "Look at me." You see, when remember beautiful, this is what I don't look at me, and boom, a miracle occurred. You see, when you begin to worship in spirit and in truth, then what occurs is that is a transfusion between God's spirit and your spirit, that you are now aware of a far greater reality. You are now aware of a spiritual world or spiritual dimension that now your natural realm or the natural realm is subjected to change. That is why you can tell when a depressed or wrong person comes into the room, and I'm pretty sure we all heard it, negative vibes, right? When because of what a person is aware is actually released. That is why a lot of this worship that is done today, I am just in awe and disappointed, because a lot of the worship today, what occurs is that we talk more about our situation, more about our struggles, more about the trials and tribulations, more than we do His greatness and His goodness. So therefore, we are actually in a way or to a nature imparting our struggles, imparting our situations into the lives of people who are listening to our worship music. So therefore, yes, worship has a lot to do with that, because worship, what it does is it makes you aware of a reality that is far greater than your reality. It's a superior reality that is much greater, much stronger, much more powerful, that makes your inferior reality change. And that's what we will call a Kairos moment, an exact measurement of time where a miracle occurs. So therefore, I pray that this blesses you. I pray that you were blessed listening to this. God bless you. Bye.